Move beyond.
129 at McDonald's gets you a mini Oreo McFlurry. 129 on a big night out gets you...
Sorry, no trainers.
McDonald's save a menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Price varies on delivery. Subject to availability.
Knowing young people don't wear brooches anymore, but this looks just like the one your grandma had. The one you broke when you were 5. Of course, she just smiled and said it was okay. You miss her, as do I. So here's one I know she'd get for you. Give knowingly. With vintage fine jewellery at John Lewis.
This Christmas at Asda, enjoy the cosy moments with our exclusive Jingle the Reindeer range.
Wahey!
Including sweet treats from 85p, super soft throws for just £4, and family of matching PJs starting from £6 for the little ones.
Go big or go gnome!
That's right, Nomi, only at Asda, the gnome of Christmas. Asda, that's more like it. Selected store subject to availability. Jingle PJ, £6 to £14 each. Jingle sweet treats, £85p to £3.50 each. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores.
A comfortable future comes with an uncomfortable truth. You need to save and invest more now. So why not join the 1.9 million people who trust Hargreaves Lansdown with their savings and investments? Choose our cash ISA, stocks and shares ISA, or both with UK tax-free returns. Open one today and help future-proof your finances with Hargreaves Lansdown. Go to hl.co.uk. Capital at risk. ISA rules can change and benefits depend on circumstances. Get financial advice if unsure.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Chancellor claims she's not satisfied with the latest UK growth figures. The Office for National Statistics says GDP came in at 0.1% during the third quarter. That's weaker than what forecasters were expecting, with the economy shrinking in September. Donald Trump has chosen a man sceptical of vaccines as his future health secretary.
We want you to come up with things and ideas and what you've been talking about for a long time, and I think you're going to do some unbelievable thing. Nobody's going to be able to do it like you, and boy, does he feel it in his heart.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nephew of former President John F. Kennedy, dropped out of his own presidential campaign to endorse Trump. It's yet another controversial decision by the president-elect, which will still need approval from the Senate. Lawyers representing alleged victims of Mohammed Al-Fayed say they're grateful another abuser has been unmasked. Justice for Harrod's survivors claims it has credible evidence that some women were sexually assaulted by the late billionaire's brother Salah too. The mum of a schoolgirl who was murdered by her ex-boyfriend tells us it's important to educate young people about the red flags in relationships. Holly Newton was stabbed to death by Logan McPhail last January after he wouldn't accept their relationship was over. Her mum, Michaela Trussler, says that because she was only 15 at the time of her death, Holly wasn't treated as a victim of domestic abuse. Our reporter Sophie Green spoke to the family in Northumberland.
Why is it important that it is recognised as domestic abuse?
Because at the minute it sits in the knife crime category and it's so much more than that. We would like Holly's case to be put down as domestic abuse so, you know, lessons can be learned from Holly's death.
There are reports some England fans faced heavy-handed policing and tear gas as they tried to enter the Olympic Stadium ahead of their Nations League clash with Greece last night. The Three Lions sealed a 3-0 win in Athens. And a cat which went missing from his home near Glasgow has been found 300 miles away. It's not known how or why Beans travelled to Coventry where he was found. Cloudy today for much of Scotland, Northern Ireland and Northern England with rain in western parts. Sunshine elsewhere with highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
Well done, Beans the travelling cat. Shall I see if I can dig out the Top Cat theme for him? Anyway, morning. A quotation for the day. Conductor and pianist Daniel Barenboim, born this day in 1942. Live life to the full and become more curious every day. The more you find out about life, the richer your music making will be.
Screen Time with Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
We'll have two soups.
Two soups.
And four candles.
The last mosquito that bit me had to book into the Betty Ford Clinic.
You have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Don't tell him, Pike.
Please look after yourself. You really do look ghastly, Dan.
I'm playing all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order.
Friday morning, the sunshine music. Now then, is it working? Actually, looking out of my window right here, yes. Glimmers of sunshine and blue sky, we shall see. There is reported to be a very cold snap coming, but not quite yet. Welcome to Screen Time, through until 10. Things of the screen, including today, brand new music from the brand new Gladiator, Gladiator 2. And here, later, from its composer, who'll be guesting with Penny after 10 this morning. Also on the agenda between now and 10, The Quiet Man and Miss Marple and Forrest Gump. But I promised a good old telly favourite to start with. We're on a horse. Telly theme, Dennis King's Galloping Home for the Adventures of Black Beauty. Next on Screen Time this morning, to a film that had its premiere in this country anyway on this day in 2019. We're talking Marriage Story, starring Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver. And an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Laura Dern for this one as well. Just the Oscar nomination for the soundtrack, music by Randy Newman. This is Last Critique.
Thank you.
Newman's music for Marriage Story. To 1987, next, for a bit of John Williams. We're never that far from John Williams, are we, in screen time, for reasonably obvious reasons. And this from the film Empire of the Sun, directed by Steven Spielberg. Based on a novel by J.G. Ballard, who was born on this day in 1930, by the way. The film Empire of the Sun, John Williams' music, this is Toy Planes, Home and Hearth. part of John Williams' music for Empire of the Sun. To the telly next. Some detection will be called for. Who better to do it than Miss Marple? Here, Miss Marple, Joan Hickson. Implier is there may have been a special gathering round at Mrs. Bantry's home.
But what was she doing in Arthur's library?
Well, she wasn't dressed for burglary, was she?
No. Dressed for dancing. Quite.
Or a party?
Yes, but we don't have parties. At least not that sort of party, do we? Do we?
Music by Ken Howard, his main theme for Miss Marple. Now let me offer you some clues about the last piece I'll play in Screen Time this morning before I hand over to Penny Smith at 10 o'clock. Finishing off today with music from a superhero film, one from 2005, the first in a trilogy. None of the big-name cast members for this were initially told that this movie was a superhero film. The script they were sent had the working title, The Intimidation Game. Sir Michael Caine commented that when he first saw the title, The Intimidation Game, he assumed the script was some sort of gangster movie. And the lead actor's active dislike of his uncomfortable superhero costume helped his performance, because he was perpetually in a foul mood while wearing it. He also lost his voice several times during filming, because of the strain of altering his voice for the superhero character. Okay, can you name the film? If you can, hazard a guess. By text, it's 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. We'll have music from it just before 10. Morning, AJ from Wigan. AJ from Wigan emailed me to say, really enjoy listening every day while working from home. And I've been a huge fan of film soundtracks from an early age, when I purchased an ex-rental copy of the score for Back to the Future Part 2 from my local library. Since then, Alan Silvestri has been one of my favourite composers. And I think one of his greatest and most overlooked scores is Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So AJ says, can you please play us a track from this amazing soundtrack, if possible, Valiant and Valiant. Well, you set me off on quite a quest, AJ from Wigan, because I know I've got a copy of the Who Framed Roger Rabbit soundtrack somewhere around here. I think it might be in the loft, but I'm searching. I know it's here somewhere, so I will play that at some point when I can find it. In the meantime, Alan Silvestri coming next with music from Forrest Gump.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8. How long were you there for?
On the Friday night, we thought we'd only be. We'd visit the hospital. They'd say, oh, it's this, take this, she'll be fine. And then said, okay, we're transferring you to the Royal. So we thought, oh goodness, we're going to be here overnight. So we had to try and put measures in place. Two other sons, we had to make sure somebody could take care of them. It turned out that we were there for 7 weeks.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband. Totally free. From the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Knowing you're a teapot person, but when your oldest got married and the youngest moved out, you thought, there's not much use in a teapot for one anyway. Wait. Something's on the boil. Your son's got you a new one. And you're about to meet someone else who likes a tea party. Just as much as you. Give knowingly. John Lewis.
Magic and Holiday Inn Express are giving you the chance to win a hotel stay with family or friends. Whatever your occasion, at Holiday Inn Express, you'll always find a comfy bed with premium bedding for a great night's sleep. All the essentials you need for the perfect stay, plus a hot, fresh breakfast, so you can start your day right. A stay so perfect that at magic.co.uk, we're giving you the chance to win a break for yourself. Head to our website now to enter. All thanks to Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
Say hello to Rayo, your favourite live radio shows, playlists and more.
For the latest traffic and travel news, check the website. Search Magic Classical.
You alright, guys?
I need
the kitchen,
the office,
the lounge,
the living room for a meeting,
for my spin class,
for my live stream,
for my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Camus and Julie Berthollet leading the way in that recording of the Feather theme, Alan Silvestri's music for Forrest Gump, Oscar-winning Best Picture of its year. Very much up to date with music from the brand new film, the sequel that's been quite a lot of time in the cogitation. They started discussing a sequel to Gladiator in about 2001, 2002, and it's been, you know, on and off and on and off and revamped and so on since. But it now hits the screens, Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott, and Paul Mescal, and, you know, getting a particularly marvellous bit of exposure in it. Let's hear some music from it. Later, we'll hear from the composer, Harry Gregson-Williams, see what's motivated him in creating the music for Gladiator 2. Let's sample the goods, though. This is called The Dream Is Lost. By Harry Gregson-Williams for Gladiator 2. Hear more from the man himself, Harry Gregson-Williams, guesting with Penny Smith after 10 this morning. Now something from our vintage collection. We're back to 1952, a John Wayne film, The Quiet Man. John Ford getting the Best Director Oscar for this one way back then, 1952. Here, Mary, Maureen O'Hara, offering Michael Ian, Barry Fitzgerald, a little refreshment.
Could you use a little water in your whiskey?
When I drink whiskey, I drink whiskey. And when I drink water, I drink water. Thank you.
music by Victor Young for The Quiet Man. Shh, let's not disturb him. Screen Time continues very soon with James Horner's music for Braveheart.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
It was Naomi who suffered, or as we're learning to say, she's a survivor of this stroke. But it impacted our whole family. It impacted us as parents, her grandparents, her aunts, her uncles, her cousins, her brothers, the whole community. We were all impacted. So to have the strength and that support of the Stroke Association was just invaluable.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
I takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
You alright, guys?
I need
the kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys!
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up! Let's go, team!
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Sometimes running a business can feel like cycling uphill with square wheels. But Xero Online Accounting Software can help predict the future cash flow of your business, so you can stay one step ahead. Soon it'll feel more like freewheeling downhill.
Woohoo!
On a tandem.
All right, mate.
With a masseur on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Search Xero with an X, because healthy business is beautiful business.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And,
hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
two cellos and the London Symphony Orchestra, For the Love of a Princess, music from Braveheart by James Horner. Penny is all hours after ten. Hello.
Hello. I've decided 'tis the season for losing things because
marbles.
I've now got this ex.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, look, one of mine's over there. Because one suddenly has got extra little things like gloves and scarves, and in my case, I do like a hat. And I have been gaily leaving them all over the shop. So I discovered my wrist warmers in the regular coffee shop, having asked them before whether they had them, and they said no. And then they got handed in. Then I left my hat the other day in the canteen downstairs at work. And today I can't find my scarf, and I don't know where it is. And please don't ask me where I last had it, because if I knew that, then I would know where it was, wasn't
it? It's like that thing about, think it's always in the last place you look. Well, of course it's the last place you look.
Because then you've got it. Of course. I mean, I've obviously done something stupid with it. I've probably, I don't know, put it in with a coat by mistake or actually maybe it fell off. Oh, no, let's not have that.
I'm useless for leaving things around. The number of small foldable umbrellas I've lost over the years.
I thought you were going to say the small children I've lost over the years.
No, I managed to hang on to them most of the time. What's happening today?
Well, I've got the man behind the music for Gladiator 2, Harry Gregson-Williams, who's going to be talking all about that, Paul Mescal, very small little toga, do you know?
Careful.
Yes. I know that he stepped into the breach after you couldn't. After you were already
well, you know, otherwise, he gets, I'd strained a fingernail, so it couldn't possibly come out.
Of course you did. One push-up too many.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, we're doing that later.
Very good. Carry on. I shall look forward to it. I have something in honour of Beans the cat from Glasgow, who scarpered as far as Coventry, it turned out, and has now made it safely home. Here's the theme for The Great Escape. I wonder if Beans the cat had accent difficulties when he got to Coventry. He'd be going, talking to the local cats, going, "Hello, I'm Beans, hey, man, yeah, hey." And they'd be going, "What? Huh?" Bernstein's theme for The Great Escape. Just about shutting me up. Oh, happy birthday, Becky of North Ants, who's no idea what the last piece is today, but it's my birthday, so I had a good birthday dance to the sunshine music today. Fantastic. Have a lovely day. Pretty sure the last piece is from a Batman movie. I'm thinking The Dark Knight, so I'm going to hit send before I double-guess myself, says Eddie. Nigel in Chesterley Street says, "Oh, spoiling us this morning with Black Beauty and Miss Marple. But the last piece you're looking for must be Batman Begins." Wonderful performances from Michael Caine and Gary Oldman as Alfred and Jim Gordon, respectively. And all of the tracks on the soundtrack are named after different species of bat. Oh, like Eptisicus, then. Which is what I'm going to play now from Batman Begins, music by Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard.
Next week on Screen Time with Charles Knowe. Screen Time returns Monday morning at 9 on Magic Classical. Coming next, it's Penny Smith.
Magic Classical, the home of Penny Smith. Here every weekday morning from 10 and working with the Stroke Association.
Join me every day for the Penny for Your Thoughts brain teaser, the quiz of the day, and the Magic Classical Listener in Residence is going to share some of their favourite tunes across the working week. Also, I chat to some of the biggest names in the world of arts and entertainment.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association, providing support for all stroke survivors for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And, hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere, even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla's great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla menu bought for Sunday. Ehi meri pehli car si, ehi main horn chalaundi.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Want a day off deciding what to eat? Sit back, relax, and let us do the thinking for you. And the cooking, and the cleaning. From Meatball Mondays to Fish and Chips Fridays, IKEA family members can try a different £3 dish of the day in-store throughout the week. IKEA, the wonderful everyday. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Find out more at ikea.co.uk.
Love shouldn't be rushed. It deserves time to explore each other, to trace each curve and to feel the thrill of every single detail. So take it slow. Let go of expectation and give in to the possibility of electric driving. With me, the all-electric Cupra Born, you have 100 days to fall in love. And if you don't, you can simply return me. No pressure. Cupra Born, love me or leave me. Visit cupra.co.uk.
Born stock orders placed after October 17th, 2024. Retail customers 18 plus. Subject to availability and deductions. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Chancellor Rachel Reeves has reacted to the latest weaker than expected growth figures.
Am I satisfied with the numbers published today? Of course not. I want growth to be stronger, to come sooner, and also to be felt by families right across the country.
The Office for National Statistics says GDP grew by 0.1% during the third quarter. The economy also shrank in September, but both retail and new construction work performed well. Donald Trump's nominated a man who spread misinformation about vaccines to be his future health secretary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. insists he wants to tackle obesity and reduce chemicals in food. The appointment still needs to be approved by the Senate, though. It's been revealed the Home Office spent £15 million of taxpayers' cash buying a derelict prison to house migrants. The North Eye site in East Sussex was contaminated with asbestos. It followed pressure to stop using hotels to accommodate asylum seekers. Former Harrods employees claim Mohammed Al-Fayed's brother Salah also abused women. The Justice for Harrods Survivors Group says it has credible evidence. Salah died in 2010 and was a part owner of the department store. Barrister for the alleged victims, Bruce Drummond, says the number of those coming forward about him is still difficult to quantify.
Some of them have just
They went into his office and he opened a briefcase and it was full of crack cocaine, and he started to try to encourage them to use it, etc. Those sorts of allegations are coming all the time.
The FA has launched an investigation following reports England fans were tear-gassed at last night's Nations League match in Greece. Around 3,000 supporters had tickets for the game in Athens, but many weren't inside the stadium by kick-off. It's reported Typhoo T is close to calling in administrators. Experts say a break-in at the factory in Merseyside caused damage to machinery which set them back. There's also been a drop in how much tea we're drinking. And broken bones could be repaired using patients' own blood. Scientists at Nottingham University have converted blood into a substance which they say can effectively treat injuries. Cloudy in Scotland, Northern Ireland and Northern England today with rain in western parts. Sunshine elsewhere and highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.